the sky, and your spirit is one with me. Your wings span the mighty ocean. Your eyes see everything. The slightest of your motions can make the continents ring. Yet in all your might and glory, you vanished from the skies, leaving just another story. Sky, your once proud beauty aflame, to vanish from your throne on high, leaving only a memory of your name. Rainbow bird, almighty phoenix, come once more into the eyes of man. From the ancient days of Atlantis, centuries numbered 10 times 10 times 10. Still of you wise men whisper and say that you will come again. And once
more. Alright. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of the Free American Hour. I'm your host, Clay Douglas, publisher of the Free American News Magazine. And, I told you I was going to go out and check some of the illegal situation out. There's groups here in Phoenix that are protesting illegal gathering spots. There's a gentleman by the name of Sal that has a fenced-in area that's got and illegals gather on this corner to get jobs, to get picked up by work crews. And there's also laws that are in effect that penalize businesses and individuals that are hiring these people. But Sal operates without any repercussions. And as a matter of fact, he has police protection by plainclothes police officers that they're in the group, they're standing around. And I went there and I was taking some pictures, and old fake Indian was screaming at me, telling me to get off his property. I said, I'm a reporter. I'm just taking some pictures here. Get off my property. Get off my property. Sorry. Yeah, I'm not on your property. I was standing outside of the gate. I might have had a foot on the borderline there, but that was pretty much all. And then suddenly I was hit, I was tackled, I was brought to the ground, and somebody started screaming, I'm a police officer, I'm a police officer, and get off of me. But kind of an insight into what's going on in Phoenix now. We'll be right back with my guest, David Gutzel, in just a moment. And we'll talk about, should you be engaged?
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, what shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All right. We're back. David, are you with me?
I'm with you.
All right, sir. You've got a book out called Before You Get Engaged.
Yes, we do.
And you're a counselor. You've been doing this for a while, haven't you?
Yeah, for 25-plus years, been doing counseling with couples and individuals, trying to help them.
Well, maybe my latest ex-wife should call in here. And
oh, boy, that would be interesting to get in the middle of.
I don't know. I don't know that you know, I'm qualified to even interview you on this subject here. I was married for 24 years, and I've been single now for about 3. And I'm not sure exactly where the fault lies, because we have 2 different views of everything that transpired and everything that happened. But if somebody's thinking about getting married, if somebody's find somebody, I think that's my biggest problem, is finding somebody out there that either can put up with me or that I'm attracted to. If you can get beyond that and you actually meet somebody, what happens then? What should happen then?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I know what often happens then is that, first of all, a couple's physically involved, and so they're not building any other kind of intimacy in their relationship. So, it, you know, it really depends upon how the relationship gets started. But let's say that if a couple's at a place where they feel like they're seriously moving toward marriage, I think there are several factors to look at. You mentioned one of them. It has to do with the person themselves. And so are they healthy? Healthy individuals that if they get married, they've got even a, you know, small chance of having a healthy relationship.
You know, the I'd gone through a lot of women about 28 years ago, and I met somebody, and we clicked almost immediately, and I kind of moved in with her, she moved in with me almost immediately, and we spent 24 years together.
And you guys got married at some point?
About a year after that.
Yeah. Well, you
and had
two
wonderful sons, two really smart, beautiful boys.
Wonderful. And well, you are in the minority on that one. I mean, you're in the majority. You were in the majority now, anyway, that you lived together before marriage. You're in the minority that it actually worked for you, and you were able to have 24 years of marriage together.
That's in the minority. I mean, it seems like my grandmother, on both sides, were married for, I mean, together for 50 years, something like that.
Sure. Well, but they probably
that
didn't live together before they got married. And so the reason I would say you're in the minority is because actually living together before marriage increases the chances that you're going to get a divorce.
I run it back by?
If you live together before marriage, unmarried, it increases the chances you'll get a divorce. So that's why I would say you're in the minority. You guys made it work, which is unusual.
Why does that happen? I mean, it seems to me that if you live with somebody and you find out that you're comfortable with them and you enjoy them and the sex is great, and then you want to get married. We wanted to get married after that.
Yeah, and I think that oftentimes can happen that way, but many times what happens is the couple set up a performance-based relationship. So, you know, part of the reason that a couple decides to live together before marriage is just what you said. It's to see if we're compatible and, you know, to kind of check each other out in that regard. But what often happens is it's a tryout. And it never moves from a tryout to an unconditional commitment. So it's a conditional relationship to see if it's going to work and if we'll take it any farther. But many times that conditional relationship continues through the relationship and it tears it apart.
Now, let's flash forward a number of years and... Yeah, I don't really like dwelling on my particular situation, but I don't have much experience with anybody else's relationships like you. And I met a woman that said she wanted to be with me, said she wanted to help me, she wanted to work with me, and she said. But I won't shack up with you. I won't shack up with you. Oh, what? Do you want to get married? Do you want to get married? Is that what you want? Yes. And made statement, well, you know, I love you. I want to be with you. I humored her. Because I've been single for 3 years and I wanted to have the relationship that I had before, which was torn apart by circumstances way beyond either of our control. And that relationship just didn't work. And still trying to figure out why it didn't work. I mean, I've got some, if you've got somebody that says, yeah, I love you, but they won't stay with you and they, you don't have the intimacy that you spoke of, then it doesn't work.
Yeah, that's right. I agree with that. You know, one of the things that I speak about in this book, Before You Get Engaged, is I talk about, are you definitely in love? And I like to look at love from three sides. I talk about it as a physical attraction. And then secondly, there's the love of emotional connection. And then thirdly, there's the love of sacrificial commitment. So, you know, just from what you said, Clay, there's a question mark with regard to the emotional connection and for sure the sacrificial commitment. You know, so we would probably have to talk further to find out what perhaps went wrong in those two sides of love.
The one of the things happened that occurred in a relationship that, and I've heard this from other people. When we actually got together, when a woman says she loves you and the emotions are returned, and you get together and you get married, it seems like a large number of women immediately start trying to change the man they married into someone else.
Yeah, that would be a problem right there. That's a red flag. You know, I tell couples that if you're moving into a marriage relationship with the intention of trying to change that other person, don't get married. You need to marry somebody that you're willing for them to be just like they are for the next 50 years, and that would be fine with you because there's a good chance they're not going to change. So I think that that's at least a yellow-orange flag, you know, that says something is askew here.
The, with my current ex, it started out over Coca-Cola.
You guys were having a Coke together.
No, when I get up and do my show in the morning, I usually have make a pot of coffee, and I have a cup of coffee. I like three sugars and cream and sweetener, and somewhere in the period of time when we have a commercial, I fill a cup full of ice, an insulated cup full of ice, and I have a soda, a Coke, or Pepsi. I mean, doing a show, you know, I have a tendency, my voice will start going, so I like to have something to sip on. And she had something against sugar. Oh, you know, that's an addiction. I gave up heroin, I gave up cocaine, I gave up methamphetamine, I don't smoke pot anymore, I don't do anything. I don't do anything except drink a Coca-Cola in the morning. And I did not think that was a valid thing to be upset about. But it became an issue, you know, over a few weeks. And, I was just kind of floored over the whole thing. You know? I'm not a drug addict. I don't drink. I don't, you know? Why would you let something like that eat at you or become a problem? All right, well, I'll get your answer to that after these messages. And we'll open the phone lines and take your calls. I'm tired of talking about my problems. Call in at 800-313-9443.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All right, we're talking with David. Is it Gudgel?
Yes, you got it right, Clay.
All right. About should you get engaged? Should you get married at all? I'm starting to kind of doubt that it's possible to find a person that you really click with. You know, I've noticed in my older age when I go out to an event, a bar, something like that, I see very few women that I'm even attracted to anymore. And if I am attracted to a woman, there seems to be, you know, something, I'm not going to shack up with you, I'm not going to just jump in bed with you, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that. Everybody's got, the women out there have, either a lifestyle or a mindset that doesn't really open up to a relationship. But again, maybe that's me. I'm always on the road. I'm always traveling, and I live in a 2-house town, so I'm not. I don't have a large dating pool there.
I guess not.
And about 40 miles from the nearest town of sufficient size, you know, to have a grocery store or a Walmart, neither of which, and there's no McDonald's around you can run to get a snack, which is maybe why I'm not overweight.
Hey, you're going to be quite limited in your contacts.
Well, you know, I had a few years back when I was married, when I did have a relationship, I said, a friend of mine came up and said, Clay, you know, you're a hermit. I said, what do you mean a hermit, man? I do radio shows. I talk to thousands of people a day. I write for thousands of people. What do you mean I'm a hermit? Do you ever go over to anybody's house? No. You're a hermit. But, you know, I do go out. I mean, I'm in Phoenix now. And I've gone to several meetings and several events. I've listened to people speak in law enforcement in gathering material for the magazine, and they're swimming there. I mean, I've met other women,
sure.
But there's hasn't been the instant attraction that I experienced so many years ago.
Mm.
But if you find somebody you want, where do you make the decisions? Tell me about your book. Tell me about your research into this subject.
Well, you know, Clay, what I try to do is help couples, first of all, look at themselves. The question there is, would you marry you? You know, if you can't get past that question, you'd marry you, that's the problem. Because you want to hopefully be the kind of person that is going to come into the relationship and potentially help this be a good relationship. So, you know, you're not a person that needs a lot of help with your issues. Let's put it that way. So maybe at the heart of that is sacrifice. I think good marriages are built upon sacrifice. And if you're not a person that really wants to serve the other person, but it's all about you, then that's a problem. You know, that's probably a reason to stay single. So I'd start there. And then I look at as a couple, you know, do you make a good couple? And there are several factors you can look at there. You were mentioning before the break conversation that you had with your ex-wife now concerning Pepsi or Coca-Cola and her feelings about you drinking Coca-Cola and so on. Well, to me, part of what you were talking about there just had to do with communication patterns. And a lot of times a communication pattern reveals just how strong of a couple you really are and what kind of individuals have been brought into that relationship and can they really work through their conflicts. So, you know, there are a number of factors connected to what do you make a good couple. And then third area I try to look at with couples is do you have bright green lights? So, for instance, one of the bright green lights is what's your heart saying? If you get married and your heart's telling you, you know, this is really not a good idea, that's dumb to ignore those feelings of a lack of peace. So there are several factors to consider with regard to whether or not you have a green light. Those are probably the three areas I'd look at.
Okay, who do we have? Who? Steve, okay. All right, Steve, welcome to the Free American Hour. You're on with me and David.
Hello, Clay. I wanted to see if your guest there would comment on this. I've noticed this in a lot of relationships over the years. And you'll have one partner that's real negative, you know, always depressed, down and out, and they'll get together with someone else that's real positive. You know, they just enjoy life and everything else. And over a period of years, I noticed that the negative person can actually drag the positive person down until they're physically sick, you know. And I wondered if you did any research on that.
That's a great question, Steve, and, you know, there are a couple things going on there. One is often we are attracted to opposites or attracted to somebody that is going to fill up something that's missing in our life, and so I'm not surprised that, you know, a negative would be attracted to a positive. So you have that side of it, but the other side of it is, again, we're back to this first issue of, you know, is this person healthy? And if they're not healthy, and
all right,
just
hold that thought here. And Steve, stay with us until we get through this break.
Okay,
and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. you can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you are interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365. Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
All right, we're back, and Steve's on the line with us. Steve, did David answer your question?
Yeah, but the only other question I have about that is it better for the positive person to help lift up the negative person and change them, or is it best that they just move on?
Well, Steve, you know, boy, that's really realistic. So I'd say a couple of things. Number one is that, first of all, you know, this is just a difficult situation. Even the Bible in the book of Proverbs talks about how it's better to live in the corner of an attic than with, you know, a crabby, complaining wife. So it recognizes the fact that some relationships have a positive person in it and a negative person in the relationship. What it doesn't say is, you know, just dump the relationship. It basically, I think the best thing you can do is, and this is a part of the reason that we take unconditional commitment vows to each other in marriage, is to try to work toward helping that person become healthy. And I think that, you know, just to ignore it's not the best thing. I think that you can love them and care about them and, you know, be patient with them and all of that, which is an expression of love. But love also tries to address the problem instead of, we use the word often, enabling the problem. And so I would do my best to help this person get into a place where they can look at some of the issues that they're you know, that's pushing the negativity. Something's underneath that, and I would want to know what it is so that maybe we can get toward the positive side of things.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Well, thank you for your answer there.
You're welcome, Steve.
Thank you, Clay.
All right, thanks for calling, Steve.
Goodbye.
The number here is 800-313-9443. The positive and negative person, you know, I'm not even sure exactly where I fit into that category. I've always been, my mind's on my business and running the magazine and saving the country, more or less.
Let me give you, Clay, three images.
Okay.
Because, you know, going back to that scenario you painted before and the Coke issue and so forth, you know, I think that in terms of communication style, oftentimes we can fall into one of three areas or just a combination of these. Number one, the arrogant boss. You know, we've all worked for an arrogant boss. It's the person that knows better than you. They tell you what to do. They don't really want to know what you think. They're just there to, you know, direct you to get you to do what it is that they want. In a sense, and I don't want to go too far on this, Clay, but what you described earlier in the broadcast with regard to your ex sounds a little bit like, you know, the arrogant boss. Maybe, maybe not. Then the second typical communication style, I'll call it the professional counselor. This is a person who basically is there to listen to your problems and give you advice. And they're willing to give you the advice, you know, but oftentimes they don't share their heart with you, or you don't know them. You know that they have problems, but they don't want to address their problems. They're just addressing your problems. So it's kind of like a counselor-counselee relationship. And when we go to a counselor, we're not trying to fix their problems. They're trying to fix ours. Oftentimes that can come into marriage relationships too. The third picture is what I'll call the indispensable teammate. And this is a person who you together feel you're on the same team. You know that each person has value, and you both want to help each other. And so there's this give and take, and you're working together as teammates to have a win-win in this marriage instead of a win-lose. So, you know, couples fall into one of those three patterns. And, of course, the obvious pattern that's the best here is the indispensable teammate.
That's what I've always been looking for, I think.
Yeah, but, I think that's what we all look for, you know, in relationships. But I think part of it comes down to what do we think marriage is all about? You know, if you still have kind of this instinct that I'm going to get married and fix that other person and, you know, cause them to be the person that I always wanted, then it's probably a misunderstanding of marriage, and boy, a flag that would say, don't even go there.
That's the way I feel like what was happening from her end. She wanted to fix me by, sugar makes you irritable. Sugar makes you sharp. You know, I do have a hot temper. You know, if I'm confronted with somebody or somebody's getting in my space, I will don't back off very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But if the companionship's not there, I have a tendency to get irritable too. Well, it's the sugar. No, it's not the sugar. It's not the sugar. It's you telling me to stop the sugar that is making me irritable. It's you wanting me to be somebody else or do something else instead of just being a companion. That was the biggest problem. It seemed like she was always wanting to go over and do something else instead of us doing it together.
You know, you just used the word
combining. To me, that's what marriage was.
Yeah, companion is a key word there to me.
And she was not. She had been. We came from two totally different backgrounds. She had been single for 24 years, and I had been married for 24 years. So, to me, I didn't feel like she knew what a marriage was. That's doing things together. That's making plans together. That's, you know, instead of packing up and going off to Florida to take care of personal business, we should have gone together to take care of the business and ran the other business, my side of the business, along the way, combining the life instead of separating the lives.
Exactly. Well, it's not two people operating like independent contractors. I mean, it just doesn't work. And you use the word companion, you know, companionship. To me, good marriages grow in intimacy. They grow in physical intimacy, emotional intimacy, and I like to talk about spiritual intimacy, too. But I believe that all three of those components build good marriages. You know, the number one reason that marriage is divorced today, and this is typically from the wife's side, is a lack of emotional intimacy in the relationship. Or another way to say that is there's no soul-to-soul or heart-to-heart relationship. They don't really give each other understanding. So there isn't companionship. It's just two people operating under the same roof. That leads to divorces.
Okay, who do we have? All right. Kathy from Texas. Welcome to the Free American Hour.
Good morning.
I'm with David Goodgell.
I have a question. I may have the same kind of issue with my husband and I get into certain discussions. Immigration is the biggest issue that we just have to cut it off because he'll raise his voice and I'll start crying.
The running back by?
What's that?
What was that you just said?
Well, when we talk about immigration issues, okay, just maybe just it, any type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
He'll maybe raise his voice a little bit, or you know, you can tell the change in the tone. And then I'm all emotional, and I'll just start crying, and I can't talk about it. So do you just avoid those issues and just keep it to yourself? You just talk to somebody else about it.
You know, Kathy, obviously both of you have strong feelings about the subject, and so that's part of, you know, what makes it a challenging conversation when you just feel so passionately about something. And certainly there's nothing wrong with feeling passionate about it. Anger typically is the result of what I will say blocked rights, you know, or blocked desires. So I, you know, want you to feel the same way I feel, and you don't, so I'm going to continue to raise my voice until, you know, you get it kind of thing. And, you know, the worst case scenario is it becomes physically abusive or emotionally attacking or whatever. I like to help couples understand there are only five ways they can work through a conflict. One is the win, and that's what we're pretty much describing right now. It's where the other person is going to win and you're going to lose. And that's unhealthy for relationships. The second one is to yield, and that is where you just basically say, okay, whatever you want, you know. The problem with that is then you give up what you really feel passionate about for the sake of, you know, harmony, so to speak, or peace. And oftentimes yield is the way it goes. The third way that couples resolve conflict or work through conflict is what I call withdrawal. And as you just say, that's it. I can't take this conversation anymore. I'm out of here. And they walk out of the room. And sometimes there's an appropriate time to just withdraw, to get your sense of equilibrium back, you know, and to get your emotions under control. The fourth way couples get through conflict is to compromise. Okay, we're going to go 50-50 on this. Let's get some understanding so that we both at least feel good about part of it. And the last way is to resolve it. And that is the best, if they can get there. That is where, as a couple, both of you feel like you walked away winners. You both came to a solution, and you did it in a healthy way that it didn't tear you up as a couple or tear you up as individuals. But those five ways of working through conflict, I'm telling you, it takes some
skill and understanding. And I think it takes, you know, some divine help, too, quite frankly. But you know, I hear exactly what you're saying, because this is typical.
Well, I have to tell you that for a long time, I was in the win-lose, and then in the yield, whatever you want.
Sure.
And many times I would leave the room, and I wouldn't talk for 6 hours. I guess so I'm making progress, because at least I could talk about it.
Right, yeah. Well, it does sound like you are making progress. And just, you know, to be aware of those five styles of how you handle conflict, and then to be able maybe to talk about it in your rational moments together as a couple, to say, okay, let's, you know, what are some of the ones that when every time we get into it turns into an argument, what can we do that would be healthy for us, because we don't want to continue to live like this. This is ridiculous. It's not what marriage is intended to be.
All right.
You know, so how can we move toward some healthy ways of dealing with our conflict so that we can both walk away still holding hands?
Right. I have a question, too. I forgot. So, well, thank you very much, and you guys, glad to have you on today.
Thanks, Kathy.
Bye.
All right. The number here is 800-313-9443. If you've got a question for David. David, after my ex got the divorce and left to go back to Florida, I suggested, I said, well, you know, why don't you fly back here and go with me? We were supposed to go together. We bought a truck and a fifth wheel to do that. Why don't you fly back here and I'll drive you back out to Florida so we could spend some time together, so we could get to know each other, because that seemed to be part of the problem. She just didn't want to be in the vehicle with me. She would follow me and spent hundreds of dollars on gas following me in her vehicle rather than riding with me. And again, there that the companionship wasn't there, which led to me being pretty brusque and angry.
Yeah.
And my accusations were, you know, you're not showing any intimacy. You're not being with me. You know, my ex-wife, or the former marriage, you know, where we were together for 24 years, we spent all the time together. We traveled all over the country in a fifth wheel.
Sure.
Pulling a truck, and had a wonderful time.
And I would think that, you know, companionship should be something that married couples share, and obviously this isn't a good sign. Part of the reason, again, why I wrote this book, Before You Get Engaged, is because I want to try to help couples not make a bad marriage decision. And I think that oftentimes couples get engaged and then married when they should have never got engaged and married. In fact, you know, some years ago, Ann Landers, whatever anybody thinks of her, it's not the point, but, you know, she asked her readers, if you had it to do all over again, would you have married the same person? 70% of her readers said no. They would have not married the same person. But to me, much of that is preventable if couples make some good decisions before they get engaged. And so that's why I wrote the book, because I'm trying to help couples think about this decision, because I think it's a huge decision that has ramifications that are going to be helpful or hurtful down the road, you know, like you're talking about. And I think a lot of that's preventable if they have a good relationship that is healthy and they have something more than a subjective feeling before they finally pop the question to get married.
Okay, who do we have? uh, Okay. Betty in Florida, were your ears burning? Go ahead.
And since he's airing our laundry on the air, I mean, what woman would stay with a man who pulls knives on her and brings a baseball bat down on either side of her with threats to kill her?
Hold on. We'll be right back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
sun went down. As across the hill, and the town lit up, the world had still.
Melissa, are you with me?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
I have a cartoon on my fridge that picked it up in 2001, and it's been hanging there ever since. It's a little cartoon of a man and a woman standing outside of a restaurant, and he's saying to her, but it could be the other way around, too, she's saying to him, I'm not saying that I don't have intimacy issues. I'm just saying I'd prefer to work on them by myself. That's kind of where I'm at these days.
It could be much easier that way.
Yeah, well, and less painful, and I don't cry myself to sleep anymore, so
yeah,
that's life. So, you know, and what I've decided is that being alone is okay, you know? I don't come home to an empty house. I have a dog and a cat, so maybe that's a little weird for some folks, but that's okay for me. And it, you know, makes me come home. I don't ever forget to come home.
Well, it's easier that way, that's for sure. Marriage isn't easy.
Well,
you
after
know.
Several tries and several horrific failures, I decided, you know, if I'm going to spend all the money keeping us all out of trouble and bailing people out of jail, et cetera, I might as well just save that money and use it on something for me, because I ended up being the caretaker, and I see that that's who I am, so that's just where it is.
Yeah, I don't think marriage was intended to be the place where you try to fix each other's issues.
Well, you know, maybe it all comes down to choosing the right person, and are you the right person?
Yeah, I think that's where it begins, that's for sure, because, again, and the whole point behind this book is to help people make a better pre-marriage decision or pre-engagement decision. Problem is, couples get engaged, and once they get engaged, they usually don't get unengaged. They just go through with it.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Well, I'll let you go.
Thanks.
Thanks very much.
All right. I've run into that, and maybe my ex, is comfortable with being alone. I'm comfortable by myself. You know, I've got a lot to do. I've got a lot of things to do, but I don't really like being by myself. I like having the companionship and the company of a nice woman, nice lady.
Sure.
And I don't, I guess once you really stop looking for it, that's when you'll find it, huh?
Sometimes that's how it is.
David, listen, I really appreciate you being on and certainly giving us something to think about. And you've gotten more callers than most.
Well, thanks, Clay. It's a privilege to be with you, and I do hope that you guys continue to do a good work. And, pick up my book, Before You Get Engaged.
Before You Get Engaged. That's beforeyougetengaged.com, isn't it?
Yeah, beforeyougetengaged.com. You can find it there, or you can find it at a bookstore.
All right, and my number at Free American is 888-678-1444. God bless America.
With recent